I'm Steve Miller reporting. Thousands of Kenyan opposition supporters were gathering at Nairobi's Uhuru Park, where Raila Odinga is expected to be sworn in as the people's president. The event is taking place despite a warning by the Attorney General that such an act challenging the official president will amount to treason. Heavy police deployment was withdrawn without explanation at Uhuru Park, although a heavy police presence remains in poor areas of the city that are opposition strongholds. North Korea has canceled a joint cultural performance with South Korea scheduled for February 4th. Grace Lee reports that North Korea says the South's media is to blame.
It's unclear which reports were at fault, but the North says it has no choice but to cancel the event, which was set for Sunday. South Korean leader Moon Jae-in has faced loud criticism for how he's handled North Korea at the Games, and there's been over 100 petitions against the unified women's hockey team on his administration website. However, officials in the South say they still want to pursue other joint events. That includes sending their athletes to a ski resort in the North and a different concert by a North Korean orchestra in the South.
That was Grace Lee reporting. Catalonia's parliament speaker has postponed a session intended to re-elect the region's fugitive ex-president, saying the planned meeting would not take place until there were guarantees Spanish authorities won't interfere. The decision comes after Spain's top court ruled Saturday that Carlos Puigdemont, who has fled to Belgium and faces arrest if he returns, could only be re-elected if physically present in the parliament in Barcelona. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department has released a congressionally mandated list of Russian politicians and business figures.